Every day, Philadelphia judges are deciding the fate of defendants by trying to strike the right balance between public safety and fairness. Now, District Attorney Larry Krasner is asking his prosecutors to share another factor with judges, the cost of incarceration. As WHYY's Bobby Allen reports, the move has sparked a debate about whether the price tag of punishment belongs in courtrooms.
Krasner came into office promising to shrink the city's prison system. Standing in front of reporters recently in the district attorney's office, Krasner says having judges consider the taxpayer expense of jail is one step toward that goal.
Fiscal responsibility is a justice issue, and it is an urgent justice issue.
In Philadelphia, the average cost of holding someone behind bars annually, about $42,000. And the tab for housing all the city's prisoners for Philadelphia's Department of Corrections, $2.4 billion a year. So if a prosecutor says someone convicted of, say, assault should go to jail for 4 years, that prosecutor has to say, "Judge, it will cost taxpayers more than $160,000 to do this." These kinds of discussions about imprisonment have for decades been reserved for classrooms and think tanks, but Krasner says that needs to change.
A dollar spent on incarceration should be worth it. Otherwise, that dollar may be better spent on addiction treatment, on public education, on policing, and on other types of activity that make us all safer.
Requiring prosecutors in these sentencing hearings to tell judges what it costs to put somebody away is very unusual. In 2010, Missouri made a similar proposal making cost information available to judges, but it wasn't mandatory that it be considered. University of Pennsylvania law and economics professor David Abrams says having prosecutors announce the cost of jail in open court is different and unprecedented. But will it really mean shorter punishments?
I think there are going to be a lot of cases that will not be affected by this, but I think there are going to be marginal cases where the judge is somewhat indifferent between harsher and maybe more expensive sentences and slightly less harsh and maybe vastly less expensive sentences where this will make a difference.
Not everybody in Philadelphia's criminal justice world is embracing this news. Some prosecutors have confided that they're ignoring the guidance completely. And one judge recently said he'd hold an assistant district attorney in contempt of court if the cost issue was raised again. Richard Sachs is not surprised. He spent more than 30 years as a prosecutor in Philadelphia's district attorney's office before retiring last year. Here's his assessment of bringing up the cost of jail to a judge.
The words that come to mind are absurd, irrelevant, ridiculous, nonsense, and horrific.
Sachs calls Krasner's announcement a public relations stunt and says it's insulting to crime victims.
It should have no bearing on whether society or community or people who are at risk of being victimized should be protected from a human being, an individual.
And some families of crime victims do agree, like Celestine Shorts of North Philadelphia. Her brother, Christopher, was murdered last year. She says she doesn't want to see money be a factor in the perpetrator's punishment.
What happened to the structure of the judicial system and the rights of the families that are affected by it? Why are we here every day? To listen to you throw our family in a corner and say you really don't exist. This situation doesn't matter to you.
DA Krasner says input from victims and families will be considered. That's not going anywhere. The money factor is just an additional consideration. And he says research shows shorter sentences do not actually cause increases in crime. Longtime defense lawyer Michael Diamonstein says prosecutors in recommending punishment to a judge have a ton of power over defendants' life and liberty. The change isn't going to please everyone, but Diamonstein says it's about time the criminal justice system tries something new.
Nothing ventured, nothing gained, and the worst thing that happens is it makes no difference, but it may make a judge or two stop and think about what the actual cost is to sentencing someone.
With the help of money from the MacArthur Foundation, city officials have been working the past few years to cut the number of people behind bars by one-third. But individual decisions by a judge are much harder to influence. Krasner hopes to give them a nudge. Bobby Allen, WHYY News.